The public library has been an important institution in Rockford since it opened its first reading room in 1872. And the 110-year-old Carnegie Library on the banks of the Rock River now anchors a 6-branch system. But like just about every taxpayer-supported public service in America, Rockford's library has been clobbered by the economy, pension troubles, and the changing demands of technological evolution. That's why the library's Board of Trustees asked the library's Executive Director, Frank Novak, to put together a paper identifying trends, looking at expenses, and at how an underutilized downtown theater known as the Sullivan Center could fit into future plans. Two of these reports from last year, stamped confidential, were leaked. One's titled Facilities and Digital Library Plan. A follow-up is called Rockford Public Library's Sullivan Center Transitional Plan, a.k.a. the First Floor Plan. Novak confirms the documents, but says they were to bounce ideas between the board, his staff, and himself.
You know, these are reports that I did not distribute as part of a public document. These were theoretical papers where I was looking at different models. I was exploring circulation figures.
And even though they're labeled plans, both Novak and Board President Paul Logley insist they're not plans, certainly not strategic plans.
It was intended to identify trends and to generate discussion, and it certainly has done that.
Logley expects a lot of speakers to line up at the upcoming board meeting to express their outrage at what they've read in the reports. Most will be there because of the efforts of a group called SOUL, Save Our Library. They've already decried the library's huge increase in funds devoted to acquiring ebooks, 35% of that particular budget category. SOUL posted the leaked reports on its website. So what's in these reports? Let's start with what Library Director Novak wrote in the executive summary. Quote, the plan calls for nearly all information resources to be provided in the digital format, the closure of some library locations, and the downsizing of library staff as needed. Although the plan is controversial, it puts the Rockford Public Library ahead of the curve. End quote. Dipping into those points a little further, Novak writes, quote, after 2012, the library would put 95% or more of its total materials budget into digital materials, end quote. Board President Paul Logley says that statement might be a conversation starter, but it's not going to happen.
I think I can safely say that this library is not moving to a 90% digital collection this year or any time in the foreseeable future. I think the board is pretty comfortable with the libraries and the current branches and traditional services.
The Sullivan Center document examines the idea of moving many, if not all, services out of the downtown main library into what used to be known as New American Theater. It's an arts venue just 2 streets and a parking lot away from the library. The Sullivan Center would remain a performance space and an all-digital, no-print library. Logley says the board has been in discussions with the owner of the Sullivan Center, who would give the recently remodeled building to the library.
We are not in a position at this point to accept or reject that offer. It's a generous offer, and it's a tremendous facility. But we have not yet gotten our hands on it in terms of how this fits into the future of the library.
As for the other library branches, Novak wrote that ideally only the newest and most cost-efficient branch on East State Street would remain. But he also proposes turning Montague into a local history and genealogy center. Rockton Center and Rock River would be tech centers with no print materials and close when their leases expire. And Lewis Lemon would remain intact with both print and digital materials. Although Novak said he would prefer to close it, quote, it is simply not worth the trouble of getting into an East versus West political struggle over library service, end quote. The school-based library was nearly closed before, but public outcry saved it, since it's located in an underserved area. And language like that throughout the leaked documents makes them even less palatable to people who were never supposed to see them anyway. Trustees are warned that librarians as a profession are pack rats, so they'll complain to them about having to weed the collection aggressively. Quote, library staff members are welcome to beat their chests, clap, chant, protest, or stomp their feet, end quote, but it won't change the fact that ebooks are supplanting print books. The point is made clear, though, that libraries have to find their place in the digital world, a feat made even more difficult by real economic hardship. Board President Logley says his board exists to serve the public, not force the public into anything it doesn't want.
The document that has been spread around, again, was to help us identify trends and to generate discussion. Some of the language may have been inartful, but I know that the board, has made no decisions going forward.
Library Director Frank Novak says he's just doing his job, spotting trends and thinking forward. And Logley says the reports were not roadmaps, and the board will do its job before making any major decisions.
The board won't vote on it unless there is public discussion. There's input from our patrons and our citizens and our taxpayers. There's open debate and recorded votes at an open meeting. So no decisions have been made.
The public's welcome to comment at the next library board meeting, which is this Monday at 5:30 at the library's East Branch. Logley doesn't expect any of the big issues in the reports to be on the agenda. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.